there. Welcome to the Wicked Focus Podcast for this week prior to everyone heading down to Willamette Speedway in Lebanon, Oregon. It's been a while since the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets have been down at the Central Oregon track. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of cool stuff that's coming up with regard to that event. And then coming up is also on June 20th, I believe it is. Let me double check. Yeah, June 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the 48th Annual Dirt Cup at Skagit Speedway. The Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets are going to be there all three nights. A really cool system in order to come up and make it really exciting for the big 25-lap main event coming up on Saturday for the Dirt Cup, as the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets are support class for the Lucas Oil Sprint Car ASCS Series, and Racing Boys and MAV TV are covering all of the nights. It's a huge event, and this is the time of year. Doesn't matter what track you support, whether it be Skagit, whether it be Grays Harbor, whether it be Evergreen Speedway, all of the big races, the big summertime, big draw races are coming up, and the Dirt Cup up at Skagit Speedway is absolutely one of them. And there's some pretty cool things that Carla has come up with in order to really create a bunch of excitement for what's about to come as the Summer Challenge Series rolls on. And we had a pretty couple big events last weekend, Friday night at Deming Speedway, and then Saturday night, Grays Harbor Raceway. Also on our show tonight, we've got Shane Smith on, who got his second win of the season down at Grays Harbor on Saturday. And the top three out at Deming Speedway was, guess who? Chance Crum. Boy, I tell you, that young man really does well at Deming and has done well all season long. Matt Loving finished second, and Nick Evans finished in the third spot at that tough track on this up at Deming Speedway. And then we go to down to Grays Harbor Raceway. Shane Smith, like I mentioned, we'll have him on the show tonight. He got the win there, followed by Nick Larson and the always improving and fun AJ Fugit, really a cool guy. And you'll hear Shane talk about a lot of respect he has for AJ Fugit, and there's going to be some wins coming up, I know, for that young man coming up. But we're going to visit also on our sponsor spotlight for tonight, a young lady by the name of Debbie Bell, and she's a really cool gal, and she's the owner of PCI Powder Coating Inc. and Sandblasting over in Mukilteo. We're going to learn about her incredible product that she offers, the services that she offers, and the kind of the whole powder coating process, because, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but I know that powder coating, when you do it and when it's done right, is a phenomenally beautiful product applied right, and it's durable, it lasts, and it's pretty cool. But I don't know how it's done, and hopefully with Debbie Bell's help, we're going to learn how to do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you listen to some of our sponsor mentions and thank all of the people that help out with the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets, presented by the Cognitive Warriors. We also want to thank Hoosier Tire West and PCI Powder Coating Inc., all sorts of great people throughout the show. We truly appreciate you listening to this show. You can find it on the Wicked Focus podcast page that Carla has set up on Facebook. And go ahead and download it. Use it. If you're on the show, please, please, please use it as part of your sponsor proposals for next season. People want to kind of get an idea of how you do with the media, and we'll give you every opportunity to accomplish that, because it's a pretty important thing, and it's a pleasure to be able to do it for you, and I'm so glad that they asked me to do this. So check this out. We're going to listen to a few messages, and then when we come back on this week's edition of the Wicked Focus Podcast, we're going to introduce you to Debbie Bell, the owner of PCI Powder Coating Inc. and Sandblasting. Thanks for being with us. Debbie Bell coming up next on the Wicked Focus Podcast. The big news for the Northwest Focus Midget Series for 2019 is the welcoming of Wicked Energy Gum as the title sponsor. Wicked Energy Gum helps deliver the boost of energy and focus whenever you may need it most. Enjoy up to a 5 times faster boost in energy, alertness, and focus without having to fill up on liquids. Each piece of Wicked Energy Gum contains the best energy boosting ingredients available. Tackle the day feeling alert, focused, and energized. Accomplish everything that you set out to do. With every packet of Wicked Energy Gum sold, they'll make a donation to the Cognitive Warriors Foundation. The mission of the Cognitive Warriors is to improve access to quality health care for the men and women in the U.S. military suffering from mental health conditions such as depression and PTSD. Join us in helping Cognitive Warriors meet their goal of helping 1 million military men and women to find solutions for their suffering. All it takes is buying a pack of gum. In addition to being the title sponsor of the fastest-growing open-wheel touring series in the country, Wicked Energy Gum, along with the Cognitive Warriors Foundation, are the proud sponsor of the number 9 sprint car driven by the Pacific Northwest's own Casey Kane. Visit www.wickedenergygum.com for more information. You can always stop by the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midget Series pits after the races and pick up a pack. Accomplish everything that you set out to do with Wicked Energy Gum and the Cognitive Warriors Foundation. And welcome back to the edition of the Wicked Focus Podcast. Steve Morton here, and you are in for a treat. We're going to learn about a really cool business, a phenomenal supporter of the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets series for not only 2019, but I think for quite a few years previous, has been super involved in motorsports of all kinds around the Pacific Northwest. And I don't think there is probably any type of a motorsports participant vehicle that she has not put her touch on. And I'm really happy to introduce from PCI Powder Coating Inc. and Sandblasting, our friend Debbie Bell. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing great tonight. Thanks, Steve.
Well, thank you for being on with us. And sorry that I was going to say we were off to a rocky start, but we're not, because this is kind of what makes this particular project so much fun to do, is that we just kind of, you know, we just roll with it and make no judgments. And,
and okay, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So we're off. But I think it's, I want to get into a whole bunch of different things in our conversation that we're going to have with you tonight. And I think probably the first avenue that we should go down is kind of, how did this whole PCI thing start? How did you and obviously, you know, you don't do it alone. You've got some unbelievably talented people there. But, you know, the advances in what you do have changed so radically just in the last 5, probably 7 years. But how did this whole thing get started?
The company that was purchased by myself and my ex was in 1995. It was a support for a carpet cleaning company that was the main customer. The company then, we grew and grew, moved, expanded, and in that, a lot of competition came in as well. But I've taken over in the last 6 years and brought in Sandblasting just a year and a half ago, which is a great component, one-stop shopping for everyone. And then really fine-tuned so that we can do, you know, 5,000 little things, or, hey, we can throw a sprint car frame or a midget frame or a quarter midget frame or a late model frame in the middle of that, and it changes things up a little bit. We can do the single stage, the double stage, all the sparkly stuff, masking, et cetera, so that everybody gets the product that they're looking for.
And it is so amazing, the difference. And we were talking earlier about how somebody can roll in with just the most hideous looking, you know, you pull a frame out of the weeds and it's got just all sorts of different wildlife hanging off of it and plant growth. And then 2 weeks later, you call up and say, hey, come and pick it up. It's all ready to go. And they come in and just absolutely transformed. That's got to be so rewarding to be able to do that.
It is rewarding, and it's rewarding to our staff, too. The people that take the time to do the work, and then they will follow these teams out, you know, and they're all race enthusiasts anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And they will follow and say, hey, our company did that car, and, you know, I remember we did that color this year, and we did a previous color a couple years ago, and because I do get the return business as well. So it's very nice. It's a very great niche in the company to be able to support the Pacific Northwest Racing. So, yes,
yeah,
we love it.
I bet you do. So why, you had said that you bought into this business and ended up, now it's yours, and you're kind of able to go down the particular path that you want to go down to, as every business owner does, and it's not easy to do. But and it's a pretty specialized industry, I would think, to where not a lot of people do it. But it's a type of product that you sell that people know that when they bring it in, it's going to come back looking phenomenal. But they don't know how it happens. It's like magic to some people. And I know from different, you know, shows that I've watched about, you know, the sandblasting part. I kind of understand that. But the powder coating part of it and that process, not so much, right? So if you could kind of give us an idea of when somebody brings in the process of, let's say, last year's sprint car frame, okay? And they want to change the color. They want to go from a gloss black to a neon green because they really want to go to the opposite end of the scale. Kind of take us through the process of take us down the line, if you would.
Okay. Well, we bring that frame in. Being black, we would remove, by sandblasting, the black completely down to the bare metal. And then we hang it on a rack, mask everything that needs to get masked, and then that rack has a charge put on it. The powder that's applied through a gun, it's like baby powder fine, has an opposite charge. So it gets into all the nooks and crannies, et cetera. And then the charges are taken off and it's put into one of our 225-foot ovens, and it's baked for 40 minutes, 40, 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's taken out. Now, you talked about bright green, just like we were talking earlier about Mr. Chad Fitzpatrick's bright frame.
Right.
You have to put a base coat underneath that bright color. So in this sense, then it would be brought out again. The masking is still intact. And then shoot another coat on it, the bright green, bright orange, whatever it is, bright pink even, and put it back in the oven for another bake time. Once it comes out of the oven and it's cooled off, it's ready to go. It's cured completely. And ready to have the excited customer pick it up.
Yeah. Now, what makes powder coating so tough? And by that meaning, versus paint, because, you know, if you're tightening up a bolt and a wrench happens to slip and you nick on the paint, and I kind of think that the powder coating is a bit tougher of material or a process or a coating.
What
makes it not indestructible, because nothing is, but you've seen a lot of bent up race car frames like I have, and the one thing that always seems to survive is the powder coating.
You've hit it right on the head. The powder is made of a polyester blend so that you can bend the metal. Mm-hmm. And the powder will bend with it, as long as it's applied correctly. The powder really does become part of that metal. Now, in the dirt racing, you know, the way you remove powder is sandblasting. So sometimes in the dirt racing, we see things don't last as long if they're hit by rocks, et cetera, or, you know, bumpers that go off-road, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You said it right, too. It's not indestructible, but it will give to an extent so that it's very durable.
And
you know,
it's an amazing process, and I don't know how long has it been around, because when I was thinking about this the other day, that powder coating, I mean, it's not a new process by any stretch, but as far as the availability of powder coating, like you guys at PCI, it not so much, I don't think. Is that fair to say?
Well, for instance, in 1995, the company that was purchased was in business for a good 15, 20 years prior, but not as many industry not many of the industries knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
About 10, 15 years ago, they're springing, companies are either having their own systems or other companies are springing up all over the place. There's a lot of competition out there right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, because they've realized, yes, this is the way to coat, you know, aerospace parts, lawn furniture, railings, you know, all kinds of different companies are using this type of product. And a lot of businesses are involved in green projects, and we are a green process. So, you know, if high rise or different buildings, et cetera, different complexes are wanting to use a green process, we're it.
Uh-huh.
So it is becoming more, not just the racing industry, but, you know, other industries as well. So
is there,
it's come a long way.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Debbie, is there a movement going on to try and, because I try and find somebody with a hot tank anymore? I think there's one that I know of, maybe in the state of Washington, but
right.
and hot tanking for years and years and years was just the de facto way of getting down to bare metal, and it was nasty and it stunk, and you would open up the lid and it was just like looking into Dr. Frankenstein's cauldron, and it just bubbled, and it was just brutal stuff. And then, oh man, the new guy who had to drain it and clean it out, oh, it was just
very, very, very
yeah, it was really effective, but boy, was it dangerous. But that process went on forever, and then, you know, thankfully the ecological awareness came and hit every industry, like it hits yours and hits the one I work in. But is there still a movement going on? Is there still a lot more that you can do in the process of your day-to-day applications of whatever it is that you're doing to you know, satisfy that end of it? Because, boy, it's, you know, the environment, it's a hot topic, as it should be, right? But are you still kind of figuring out ways to make it even better than where you're at now? Because I think where you're at now is pretty incredible.
Well, bringing in the sandblasting, that's how we deal with that process. We can mask and do things prior to blasting so that the sand doesn't get into orifices or wherever it shouldn't be, say on engine blocks, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
That used to get hot tanked. We can do that process with blasting instead and not have that toxic and environment.
Yeah, and because it doesn't go down any kind of a drain, does it? That's gotta
exactly.
be the big process. We're continuing our visit with Debbie Bell from PCI Powder Coating. They're conveniently located, by the way. Y'all need to stop by, because I'll bet you if you did, you'd probably get a pretty sweet tour of the place out in the Mukilteo area, where you guys have been for a while now. And everybody knows where you're at. I see your trucks roaming all over Everett, which is a pretty sweet deal. You, in addition to working with metals, I'm on your website, which is powdercoatinginc.com, and you've got a section in here called thermoplastics. And tell us about that, because plastic to me doesn't seem like something, I mean, it's kind of molded that way. The plastic is already colored, but is there a way you can change the color on certain types of, like, lawn furniture that you had brought up earlier, that type of stuff?
Yes, the thermoplastic is applied the same way as the powder is. It's applied through a gun,
mm-hmm.
and then it is heated to adhere to the metal. And that is used, like you said, on some bicycle racks, lawn furniture. Some people do prefer that on railing sections. We don't see that as often. There is a little aerospace that does that kind of process as well. And that is a little, it's actually not a little, it is a lot more restricted in the color variety.
Mm-hmm.
We do it on underwater cameras for a company in Everett as well. So, yes, it's definitely out there and available.
A couple of questions come to mind. This may not be a fair one to ask. Has there ever been a project that has come into PCI powder coating and sandblasting, and the client, and we all adhere, those of us who care about what we do, and I know you do, really, you know, want the customer to be happy with what they get and the choices that they make. But has there ever been a time when a client has come to you and says, I want this color, and you know, you being really good at what you do, put on your smile and say, we'll be happy to do that for you. And then you start to think, this just isn't going to work.
Right.
This is not a good color. And you call the person up and say, hey, can we kind of talk about mood change? Have you ever, and have you ever had to, is that, I'm sure the thought has come across your mind many times, but have you ever thought, really isn't going to work?
I've done that several times. And that, as we had talked earlier, of people that come in and don't really know a whole lot about the industry.
Uh-huh.
So you need to educate them.
Yeah.
And we all are very good. My front office, front desk, Hannah, Jameson, and Dan Vannucci, my general manager, and myself are all very good about saying, okay, we can definitely do this for you, but this isn't really going to be the outcome that you're looking for.
Right.
And we're available to do a sample or, you know, do something to educate, you know, to help educate the customer or the customer's boss or, you know, whoever, design crew or whoever they're working with, so
right,
that we can make it right for them. We did a glass project once where we did do a clear thermoplastic like we were talking about prior, and they wanted to sandblast the backs of the glass, and they wanted to, and we said, you know, that's really not going to be what you want to do in that sense. So we did a couple samples, and the education came through, and that customer is still a customer today. So.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's you want to do it to where, you know, you're respectful about it.
Exactly.
And I think people know, you know, when you know, you're trying to be helpful. It's kind of in the way that you put it. You know, you don't just immediately, you know, make a, you know, like you've eaten something you probably shouldn't have kind of a face, but
right.
Yeah, if you know how to do it, it's easily done, and you're right, and they're a lot happier, and they gain trust in you, and they come back, and that's what you want.
That's exactly the idea.
Let's talk for a few minutes that we have left with Debbie Bell from PCI Powder Coating Inc. and Sandblasting on our Wicked Focus podcast. Carla sent me a nice little note. And she is spunky and fun to work with during the season and in the off season. But I did want to ask you about your relationship with the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets, because I know it's one that is unbelievably valued by everybody that is involved in this series, whether you drive a car, whether you're a part of the team, or if you're a part of Hannah Lindquist and Lindquist race team, you know, really happy that you're involved in. But and I know that you've really helped out with some things with the Summer Challenge Series races, which are pretty important to these guys. But talk about, you know, how this all kind of came together and how it helps you in your business.
Well, I have known Carla and Galen for years prior to the midget racing at Evergreen, the asphalt side of things. I really have more experience with asphalt and just started getting into the dirt racing about 3 years ago. And realized that these two have worked themselves to the bone here growing this series and done a very nice job of it. There's now 50-something cars in this series, and we're supposed to be in 5 states and, you know, 30-something races, and it's astronomical what they're doing. The group that they've assembled here is a really fun group to race with. They're all very, very good people to be associated with. As well as my association with Lindquist Racing, Hannah is a University of Washington engineering student who is a couple days away from being a senior. I think she's almost done with the junior year, but intelligent and talented racer. That team works very, very well together. Her dad and Uncle Sean, as she calls one of her dad's best friends that she's grown up with, having him around, and they, I watch and see how they work together. It's just great. I watch and see how Carla and Galen are running the series, and it's a wonderful group to be involved with.
Yeah, I agree. So how do, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? And I mean, it's obviously apparent that you are up front and they're talking to the clients and trying to, you really want to make sure that they get what they expect to get, think they're going to get, hope they're going to get. And I know that you guys go the extra mile to accomplish that for them, but
we do. We all love what we do. Everyone there that my shop really loves what they do. So that kind of stands out. I think I love the support I get from my crew. And I love going to work every day. And that's where I am a lot of the time.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing to do. So if you want to find out more, get on to powdercoatinginc.com, correct?
Yes.
That's the best way to do it. They've got an amazing color chart. If you want to go down that hot pink or neon green road, they'd be happy to do it. You can get a hold of them toll-free at 877-683-5550 or locally 425-743-4393. Email them at sales@powdercoatinginc.com and visit them in Mukilteo, 11324 Mukilteo Speedway, Suite 7. They're not hard to find. I've been by it numerous times.
Come in. We'll give you a tour. You can pet the dog, Clifford, the mascot, and we're all there to help you.
Clifford. What type of dog is Clifford?
Clifford is a red-tailed golden retriever. He's Clifford the big red dog.
I like him already.
I like him already. He's about a year old.
Oh,
he's new to the team.
What fun. Yeah. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the Wicked Focus podcast tonight. It was an absolute blast talking to you. I hope we kind of covered everything that we should. If we didn't, I got your number. We'll have you on again if that's okay with you.
Perfect. Right. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. And boy, like I said, check her out. sales@powdercoatinginc.com and they're online at powdercoatinginc.com. Pretty easy to do. Debbie Bell, thank you very much. You're the best.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care.
Have a good night.
We will. Thank you. That was Debbie Bell from Powder Coating Inc. We'll be back with more right after this on the Wicked Focus podcast. Powder Coating Inc. and Sandblasting have been the go-to business for racers all around the Pacific Northwest for 40 years. With its superior service, quality application, state-of-the-art equipment, and a knowledgeable staff, PCI works with its clients to meet their every need. PCI has the expertise to ensure you receive the very best care and product. From high-end custom parts to down and dirty workhorse components, no job is too large or too small. From the beginning of a project to the impressive finish, PCI offers sandblasting pre-treatments to make sure your projects remain as colorful and tough as the day you picked it up, and most importantly, the technology to powder coat all types of materials. Conveniently located in Mukilteo, Washington, Powder Coatings Inks are ready to help you achieve the look and toughness you need for an entire season of racing. Give them a call locally at 425-743-4393 or toll free at 877-683-5550. You can also contact them via email at sales@powdercoating.com. Powder Coatings Inc. and Sandblasting has you and anything you can imagine covered. If you ask 10 people their least favorite part of being a home or business owner, the majority will tell you that maintaining and repairing the attic and crawl space is somewhere they don't want to go. That's why Clean Crawls, with offices in Seattle, Bellevue, Marysville, and Tacoma, have gone by the motto, "We go where you don't want to." Since 2001, Clean Crawls is the Northwest's original and leading provider of crawl space and attic insulation restoration and weatherization services. They offer insulation replacement, crawl space cleaning, unwanted animal exclusion, attic cleanout, and my personal favorite, home repair project, vapor barrier replacement. That alone is a great reason to give Clean Crawls a call. Clean Crawls is committed to being the best attic and crawl space cleaning and insulation contractor, and will do the job right the first time, every time. Check them out online at cleancrawls.com for a complete list and explanation of the many services that Clean Crawls offers. When there is a place in your home or business that you don't want to go, call Clean Crawls toll-free at 866-889-3149 or get free quotes online at cleancrawls.com. Clean Crawls, they go where you don't want to. Hi, race fans. This is Steve Mortland for the Northwest Focus Midgets. I want to take a minute and thank a whole bunch of people that have gotten behind the series for 2019. And of course, it all starts at the top with the great folks at Wicked Energy Gum and the Cognitive Warriors Foundation, and also PCI Powder Coating and Sandblasting and Hoosier Tire West. Really want to throw a big shout out to Joe's Speed Shop. They are the sponsors of the Pavement Challenge Series for 2019. Via RV Parts and Services, they'll be sponsoring Heat Number 1 all season long, along with Scott Septic Systems, sponsors of Heat Number 2, and Barn Systems will be sponsoring Heat Number 3. Also want to thank the Alger Bar and Grill for the High Pick Award at Skagit and Deming this season. The Alger Bar and Grill, Bardall Products, Clean Crawls, sponsor of the Bring It Clean Award, and Clean Crawls also is a sponsor of the Clean Sport Award. CSI Competition Suspension, along with Dimitri's Bloody Mary Seasonings, Elma Auto Racing Hall of Fame, the Elma Lanes HD Bar and Grill, along with Joe Speed Shop, King's Racing Products, Pyrotech Racing Cells, Quick Time Espresso, Racing Boys, Saldana Racing Products, Speed Mart, Triple X, Wicked Cushion, and Winters. We also want to thank some partners of the group for 2019, and that includes Aero Motorsports Garage, DeYoung Inc., The Evans Gang, Highline Manufacturing, OPC Exclusive, Prairie Lanes, Piles Motorsports, Radical Race Gear, Sean in the Dirt Podcast, Trophy Dash, Wicked Cushion, and Wicked Esports, along with the supporters of the group, ABS Business Data, Loving Services, Pacific Performance Coatings, Van Dyne Engineering, WHR, and WRD. Thank you so much for getting on board with the Northwest Focus Midgets for 2019. Welcome back to the final segment of this week's edition of the Wicked Focus podcast, presented by Wicked Energy Gum and the Cognitive Warriors. And this driver profile that we're going to introduce you to is brought to you by Hoosier Tire West. And it's a pretty cool one, because we're going to get to know a gentleman who picked up the win last Saturday down at Grays Harbor for his second win of the year. He drives the Walker Racing Development 5-Point Media and Triple X Race Co. car. He is Shane Smith out of Bow, Washington. How are you, Shane? Good. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I'm really impressed with this list. Before we came on, you kind of gave me the rundown on your sponsors. I'm interested in a couple of them, and we'll get into that. But kind of the standard questions that interviewers ask race car drivers, and it's pretty good ones, because the answers are always pretty different, and that is, how did this happen? This is not, driving a race car, owning a race team. While there's a lot of people that do it, a lot of people do it for a lot of different reasons. What's yours, Shane?
Well, mine is, I was kind of born with it. I really didn't have much of a choice. My dad bought me a quarter midget before I was born.
Oh, wow.
So, started down that path, race quarter midgets from the time I was 4 and a half. I think I actually still ran one when I was 18, but raced a bunch of different stuff over the years, from 250 micro sprints, once again quarter midgets, some speedway unlimited go-karts, ran a sprint car for a couple of years when they had the 410s up here at Skagit Speedway, and found my way into a midget.
Wow. So how did that transition go? Because, you know, you kind of did the natural progression. You went, started out small, for lack of a better term, because you were small, and that's kind of how things go, all the way up to, you know, running a 410, and then you're kind of doing the reverse of, you know, getting back into something small, something manageable, probably, I would think, a lot more affordable. You know, if you're going to choose to run a custom-built open-wheel car, what attracted you about getting into a Focus Midget?
You know, there were a couple of things that really got me excited about it. I had a lot of friends that were doing it. I knew people in the class, and it was nonstop talk about the class and just how good it was. And I was lucky enough to get a ride for about half a year in a car. It started out as just a, hey, why don't you fill in 1 week for us, and progressed into a full-time deal before I finally bought my own car and, you know, ended up doing just full-time my own thing. But it really started out with just the people involved with it. You know, Carla and Galen have done such a great job. They've created this, you know, magnetic field around the series, right, and everybody's drawn to it just because of how well it's promoted and how well the racers themselves are supported.
Yeah, it's a product for racers by racers, and that's, to be honest with you, you don't see that a lot. You know, a lot of guys, and I think Steve Beitler is kind of pulling it off at Skagit because he's been through every scenario. From owning his own team, running on the World of Outlaws, being the renegade that I think Steve was kind of born to be. But, you know, I obviously Carla and Galen have spent a lot of time under the Fred Brownfield learning tree, which can never hurt and is never a bad thing. But, you know, that answer that you just gave, Shane, is one I hear from everybody I talk to about the fact that what makes this series so much fun and so competitive and so gratifying and fun to be around is because of the image that those two portray, how they want to run it. They know that this is not easy to do. You know, climbing into a race car like what you and every team has that's involved in this series is really kind of not normal behavior. which is awesome, and that's what the race fans love, and that's why they keep coming out. But, you know, it's so cool to see the consistency in those answers, and you hit it right on the head. They're just an amazing group of people that are involved with this series, and one I am unbelievably happy to be with, and I can hear in your voice and you by your response that pretty much holds true for you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's really impressive what they've done overall with the series. And I know a lot of people say that, you know, you can look at it from the outside, but even looking at it from the inside, it's incredible to me that they've got this many drivers, you know, that are all for their series and all about their series. And the way they've done it has created that,
right,
with the rules package that they've adopted and stuck to. That's the biggest thing is you're not out there spending a ton of money trying to get faster.
Right.
The way you're getting faster is you're, you know, trying new setup stuff, getting laps in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are really fast in other forms of racing that jump into these things and they're not a front runner right away. And it's kind of a fun thing to see. And that was the same way with me.
Yeah.
You know, I've done really well in other forms of racing. And I like to think I started off pretty well in the midget. But it took a long time, really, to get to that next level. It's easy to be good. It's not easy to be great.
Well put. I noticed, and I did get some background from Carla, and she put down, make sure you ask him about his nickname one time, Shane. One time, Shane Smith. Tell us about that.
So, had a good friend that unfortunately had passed away. I knew him as Jeff. Most of the people in the racing world know him as Buddha Kinzer. We've actually got a memorial race every year for him, end of January down in Oregon there. And so we had a kind of a celebration of life the way racers would do it. And I think it was on his birthday. We all went to a bar in Kirkland, and we were racing goldfish. So two troughs full of water, you dump a couple of goldfish in, and you blow through straws to see who can get them to the other end. And I maybe had a couple of drinks while at this bar surrounded by racers, which may come as a shock to some people. But I ended up winning that event.
Uh-huh.
And I may have celebrated. I may have gloated slightly.
As you should.
Yeah. So a good friend of mine said to me, you know, why don't you act like you won something before one time, which was when I think Jimmy Johnson was 5-time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and it just kind of stuck ever since. I did manage to come back the next year and win that same goldfish race. So I did prove him wrong there.
Oh, that's awesome. I've always been a big fan of nicknames of drivers, and Boom Boom is one of my absolute favorites, but it's got to be the right guy, and it sounds like you got hung with absolutely the perfect one, because I don't know if, you know, you anybody who would try and explain, well, how did he get this nickname? Because you earned these names, and you certainly did on this time. I always like to give you guys the opportunity to take as much time as you want to talk about, you know, we brought up, and I want to find out more about Walker Racing Development. I'm going to give you that time to do that, but also the guys that come out. And I know one thing that is very, very big part of your life, and we kind of talked about your job. You're a service advisor for Dwayne Lane's Subaru up in, is it up in the Mount Vernon, Burlington, Car Mall area up there?
Yep, up there in Burlington.
Yeah, which is not an easy job to do, believe me, I know. And you have my ultimate respect for doing something like that, but I know that you get a lot of help, because with the type of job that you have, as intense as it is, and especially with the way this series runs, especially, you know, with the Friday night at Deming, and then who knows, you could be off to Grace Harbor, you could be lucky enough to get to Skagit the next night, drop all the way down to Cottage Grove for a Saturday night show. It's not easy, and I know you've got some pretty special help.
I really do. You know, first and foremost, you know, my girlfriend Sam. She's absolutely incredible. Just running, grabbing parts for me during the week. You know, in every Deming show that I go to, I work on Fridays and I get off work about 5 o'clock. She'll take the car up to the track, and with the help of another, you know, a few other friends up there, she has it unloaded and ready for me, ready to go. By the time I get up there, and usually get up there right before qualifying. But she's just fully on board with the racing scene. She's just adapted to it so well. Mm-hmm. And once again, it's part of the atmosphere that this series has created. It's so welcoming. And it's just amazing to see from my perspective, just seeing her jump in, you know, two-footed and happy to be part of it. And it's just, it makes it almost easy.
Yeah.
But then we got some great guys that help us out on a weekly basis as well. You know, Nick Hanley, good buddy of mine from karting. It took me 2 years to talk him into coming out to the races because I wanted him on my crew just because, you know, his mind, my mind, right, same wavelength. And I think it only took 2 races with us together to get our first win. And, you know, he's helping out when he can, and I always love it when he's there, because even during the off season, during, you know, whenever we're chatting, hey, what do you think about this setup idea? What do you think about this? And it's a huge, huge help to be able to bounce those ideas off him like that.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is.
And then, you know, we always have Ryan Kelly, who happens to own a 1200 up at Deming. Whenever he's not doing that, he's always helping out in our pits there. Just, you know, it's a huge advantage to have somebody like that on our side. Somebody who's seen so many racetracks and has the just general knowledge to be there and just have my back in all situations. So I'm really am blessed with the people around me. You know, my parents are always back there supporting me as well. It's a really fun thing. I have a 4.5-year-old daughter. Samantha has an almost 5-year-old daughter. And so we love having them at the races. My parents are usually the ones up in the stands with them.
Oh, that's so cool.
It really is. It's a great time, and I love having them around. And probably my favorite part of any race night is is seeing them come down to the pits afterwards because, you know, they're usually full of popcorn and sugar and whatever they got away with.
Yeah, and especially after a night like you had Saturday at Gray's Harbor.
Yeah, you know, we had
it's all the better.
Yeah, we had a great night. We almost swept it. We actually had a flat right rear tire in qualifying, which I think would have cost us the fast time there, but we were able to pull off the heat race win and as well as the main event win. It was just a really good, hard-fought battle. There was a lot of guys really close there. Nick Larson, AJ Fugit, just guys that have really come up this year and made just really impressive strides. You know, I know AJ's still waiting on his first win, but he's had a streak of top threes that's impressive no matter who you are.
Yeah, agreed. There is a couple more things that I have been asked to ask you about, and these are fun questions. But before we do that, I want you to tell me about Walker Racing Development, because I know when you look at pictures of your car, that WRD logo, which is really a phenomenal one, obviously really prominent on the side of your Focus Midget. Tell us about Walker Racing Development.
Yeah, Walker Racing Development is a speed shop just out on the other side of the freeway from Grays Harbor Raceway there, owned by Thomas Walker. He really started out, you know, doing shocks and suspension work. You know, really he's grown into a full speed shop there. And it's just been really exciting to have him on board and be able to work side by side with him to develop shocks and suspension that works best for me. And I think that's been one of the biggest things is I can talk to him day in, day out, bounce ideas off of him, say, hey, I want to do this. He'll say, no, you're stupid, but you should give it a shot. And every once in a while we hit on something that works.
That's a good relationship, especially if they can get away with that one. Another one you mentioned too that piques my curiosity is 5 Point Media.
Yeah, 5 Point Media, Anna Gallagher there, she does all the graphics design on our cars. She's done that the last couple of years. Just does an amazing job. Yeah. Start of the year, I said, hey, I'm too lazy to powder coat the frame. I'm too cheap to paint the body. Here's the colors we got to work with. Let me know what you can come up with. And she nailed it.
Yeah. It's a very distinctive car, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And she's got such a range as far as her abilities with design. She also has done our hero cards in the past. We got some new ones we've got to get some new ones done up for the new car this year. But really just on the cutting edge of graphic design and really happy to have her involved.
Yeah, I'll bet. Those are people, both of those are really important to any race team. The question that I was asked to bounce off you, Shane, is ask him how his tall tank is different from the rest. Tail tank.
So last, I think it was beginning of last year, we decided to do something a little bit different with our tail tank. And that is we needed to repaint it.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided to put some chalkboard paint on our tail tank.
Okay.
So it's just one of those deals. It's a family experience for us. We've got the girls. One of their absolute favorite things to do is, once again, go into the pits afterwards. We've got the chalk right there at the rear bumper. They get to color all over that. You know, they love doing it beforehand. They can see their drawings out there on the track. And we always invite all the kids down to write their name on the car. And I just love having that experience, but it's a fun deal.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Very well done on that one. Upcoming races, and this is going to be, we're kind of getting into the stretch of the season where, you know, the three nights being a major part of Dirt Cup at Skagit Speedway. You guys are down. Are you heading down to Willamette Speedway this weekend?
Yes, we are. I'm actually, we're getting the car ready right now, just about to pull the motor. Fix a couple of leaks, put it back in, and we'll have it ready to go. Our plan for this year is to run every single race, and so far it's looking like we'll be able to do that.
Wow, that's a ambitious project, given what you do for a living.
Well,
I hope you get to sleep. Yeah,
I've been called stupid a few times, and no one has really argued it. So,
yeah, but you know, it's just I think it's just amazing what you're doing and how you're doing it, and by the sounds of it, you know, you got some pretty impressive people behind you. Anyone else we need to kind of talk about before we wrap this up? You can get back to fixing your leaks and get ready to head down south.
I think I've got everybody there. I'm sure there's a few people that I've missed. Really, biggest thing for me is all the other drivers in the series. They make it worth it.
Yes, they do.
You know, yeah. They push you week in, week out. But they're the first ones to congratulate you, and they're the first ones to flip you off after you win.
Yeah.
Thanks, AJ.
yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty, but on the other side of the story, Shane, and I think you'll agree with me, if you have something go sour on you, they will be the first ones to drop what they're doing and come and help you get things fixed.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
We actually ran Ray Stebbins' right side nerf bar.
Oh, is that right?
for the main event. So we took that to victory at Elma this past weekend.
Cool.
And that just shows that, you know, everybody's willing to help. I know Cottage Grove, you know, we unfortunately had issues earlier in the night. So Michael Volbrick had my left rear on his car. And mm-hmm. I didn't hesitate. It was like, nope, that's what you need. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's outstanding. Well, his you check him out on his Facebook page. It's a pretty interesting read. This is a pretty talented cat. And if given just in the short time that we've been having him on the Wicked Focus podcast, if you can't hear the passion in this guy's voice and how he approaches his race program, I not much I can do for you, because he really explains it well. And given, like I said, what he does for a living as a service advisor, boy, I could do a whole podcast on how difficult that job is. And so you've got my ultimate respect on that. And really enjoyed having you on the program tonight. Good luck this weekend. Good luck on the rest of the season. And I hope we get a chance to talk later on down the road, Shane.
Yeah, thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you doing it. Thank you very much, and best of luck throughout the rest of the year.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. That was Shane Smith, and that is the final segment of our show for tonight. A couple of things, though, before we make our way on to getting ready for next week's show. Pretty big weekend coming up for the Focus Midgets, and like we had mentioned, talking with Shane just a few minutes ago, as the series is off to Willamette Speedway in Lebanon, Oregon, and not being there in quite a few years in this Central Oregon track. Starting on Thursday night, tonight, they are selling laps for Dirt Cup, and they're going to be a major part of Dirt Cup with two preliminary nights, and they have a system that Carlin Galen and the rest of the team with the Wicked Energy Gum Northwest Focus Midgets have come up with. For the two preliminary nights, the driver's best points night from Thursday or Friday will set them up for their 25-lap main event on Saturday. The top eight drivers will compete in a dash for the first four rows, and they are the support class for the Lucas Oil Sprint Car ASCS Series, and we'll have Racing Boys and MAV TV covering the nights. They're still looking for sponsors to support the drivers that with specialty awards like the Hard Charger, Whole Shot, First Car Non-Transferring to the A-Main from the B-Main, Random Pick, and Surprise Place Dollars. The laps go for $100 and be dedicated or in memory of someone or recognize your company or group. They're running 25 laps on Saturday night for the main, but you can purchase a lap under any number you would like. The 48th Dirt Cup. And man, I tell you what an event that is. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Skagit Speedway, June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And be sure to join them at the Dirt Cup Fan Fest in the Skagit Speedway parking lot on Saturday from 1 to 4. So pretty easy to get involved with that. I'm sure that if you come up to that fan fest, or you can get a hold of Carla by getting on to the Northwest Focus Midget Facebook page, and she will get you hooked up. Pretty amazing couple of days coming up, but it's off to Willamette Speedway. We'll have results from that event on our next Wicked Focus podcast. So that's going to do it for us. I thank you so much for taking an interest. Our Facebook page, the Wicked Focus podcast page, is up, and it's where you can listen to this podcast. We break them on Thursday nights. I think Carla is going to try and get them up around 7 o'clock at night. And if you want to get in on this, it's pretty easy to do. You can get a hold of Carla, and she knows how to get a hold of me, and we'll get you on the show and talk about you, talk about your program, talk about the people that are behind you. Pretty easy to do, and I certainly enjoy getting to meet new people. So for all of us involved, Wicked Energy Gum, the Cognitive Warriors Foundation, so cool to have Debbie Bell from PCI Powder Coating and Sandblasting on our show tonight, and looking forward to a lot of cool things coming up for the rest of the season. This is the Wicked Focus Podcast. My name is Steve Mortland. I sure appreciate you listening to this. It's so much fun to do. Love meeting new people and kind of help spread the word out. So we'll see you on next week's edition of the Wicked Focus Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great race weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Not your car, Mr. Magoo, but one just like it. This is the first prize in the Name Mr. Magoo's Car Contest, or the Chevrolet Impala, or Corvette Sports Car.
And 77 other prizes. Get your entry blank wherever you buy Stag Beer.